Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Toy of the Week podcast. I've got some exciting news for you today because we've got a new Transformers exclusive called Liokaiser. The Transformers Combiner Wars set, I believe, is the final Combiner Wars product released in the Hasbro's line. It started in late 2014 and we've gotten a lot of great teams. Superion in G1 and G2 flavors, Menasor in G1 and G2 flavors, Victorion. So many, and they've been really cool, and they share a lot of parts, but mostly we didn't get any of the Japanese combiners, until this one. Liokaiser was part of Transformers Victory, a show you probably have never seen, and the team's a little different than there, but the combined robot's pretty close to looking like how he did on the show. The colors are a tiny bit different, but if you didn't have the original Japanese Generation 1 Liokaiser toy, and you probably didn't, it's very expensive. Very expensive. So you can buy this new one at a fraction of the price, and if you buy it this week, we are offering code SINGLES for Singles Day, that is the shopping holiday in China, $20 off. Free Generation 1 Teletran 1 Diorama, which is an Entertainment Earth exclusive, and we'll give you free shipping in the United States. That's a pretty great deal. It brings it down to about $109.99, plus sales tax if you're in California, no sales tax elsewhere. So, what do you get for your money? You get six toys, one of which is a mold debut in the United States. The other ones are all tweaked a little bit, so they're technically mold debuts. But if you have the Combiner Wars toy line, you might recognize some of the parts and pieces. So what do you get? Ion Scythe is a Mini-Con weapon. It's a Gull from the Arms Micron line. It's a little blue sword weapon that turns into a sort of an eagle drone. Transformation is quick and easy. The foil stickers of the Japanese version have been replaced by one of the best paint jobs I've seen on a Transformers figure, especially of this size. It's very impressive. I like not having to apply stickers because they're hard to apply. It looks good, changes quickly. It's neat. It's got a nice, vibrant Decepticon logo on it, and it works well as a weapon in his hand. We also have Dizarus, or Deathsaurus, or Deathosaurus. If you're an old fan, you might recognize this as a character who has had numerous romanizations of his name. You might also recognize that he doesn't look like the original Deathsaurus. They used a retooled version of Skylynx and gave him the Liokaiser head, and it looks like Liokaiser. It's a black helmet instead of blue. We'll get to that later when we talk about the combined mode. It's a space shuttle of sorts that turns into sort of a dino bird creature, not quite a sphinx, a dragon with wings, whatever you want to call it. That's what it turns into. And transformation is a lot of fun. If you missed Skylynx, it's fundamentally a similar toy in different colors with a new shuttle nose head area. Joints are good. Wings are nice. There's great printing on all of these figures. It looks a lot like the original Generation 1 stickers. Dizarus can be a four-legged dinosaur thing, or you can have him stand up on two legs, and it looks a bit like the original toy's Beast Mode. Even though these guys are the original, you can get your giggles out here, Breast Force toys, they do not have the Breast Force sidekicks because these, it is what it is. They were making a good use of Liokaiser using the existing parts available to them, which is how come we got to have one, and I'd say it turned out pretty well. I've had mine for a little while now, and it is a neat teal Dizarus. I'm hoping they make a Deathsaurus later so you can make them two different characters, but who knows? I'm probably going to leave these merged as Liokaiser most of the time. I had them dismantled because I was playing with them the other night, but I'm going to put them back together soon. He's joined by four Limmates. These include, I'm going to make sure I read these off a list so I don't get them repeated because I have a habit of doing that. Guyhawk is a pink toy that is a retool of Air Raid. Air Raid was part of Superion. It has a new head that has big glasses and an eagle-like helmet. It's pink. It looks cool. You know how to transform if you bought the other ones. It also includes two lightish white, off-white gray guns. I quite like it. I really love the animal helmet motif. Drillhorn is the next one. Drillhorn has a drill and horns, because that's what you expect. It is a drill tank that turns into sort of a rhinoceros-themed robot. It's blue and gray. The helmet has an articulated horn that folds back in case you want to transform him and you don't want it to snap off, you want to move it. turned out very nicely, and it has the drill tank weapon, which you previously saw in the Predacus set at BotCon this year. It has the same articulation as Brawl, and pretty much the same transformation. The gun drill thing's a little different. He includes a extra set of hand... All these guys have a hand-foot gun, so you can use it as a weapon, or use it as a hand or a foot in combiner mode. If you've been collecting these toys, you know what I mean. If you haven't, you're like, hand-foot gun, what's this idiot talking about? But it's a good-looking toy that is joined by Iron Bison, the other tank. It's gold, and he's got bull horns that fold out of his helmet that look great. He's got a masked face, a wonderful gold color, great silver turret in tank mode, and some quasi-sticker stripes on the side. It is a really cool-looking toy. Looks, all these guys look a bit like a combination of the original animation and the original toy. Leans a little bit more toward the animation in most cases. The tank isn't my favorite robot mode, but it does have a wonderful tank mode, and it looks great as a limb. The tanks make fantastic bands for Lyo Kaiser. Rounding out the set is another jet. It is Felbat, who is basically Fireflight or Firefly or whatever generation name you use. That's what this is. Also the same as the Bruticus US release of Blastoff, who is a jet this time. It's a darker blue, and of course, based on the name, Felbat has little fold-out bat wings on his head. The Japanese name was Hellbat. They changed for some reason. Who knows? Could be anything. I mean, it's a kid's toy. Why would they call it Hellbat? But he's got a couple of guns. Looks great. Good articulation. Transformation's a breeze. The jets I love to pieces. And thankfully, they all stay together really nicely. Same thing with the tanks. And it's not quite Batman, but you can squint and kind of see a little bit there. When you transform these guys into their limb modes, they become Lyo Kaiser, roughly a 12-inch tall super robot that's ready to fight your Bruticus, because Decepticons do that, Computron, or any other of the Combiner Wars toys you so choose. It's a nice collection of characters. The colors are very similar to the original, not exact. Lyo Kaiser's helmet is now black instead of the tealish color, the bluish color, but mostly the other colors are all there. Even the torso itself has the black and the teal that represents the original two members of Lyo Kaiser that were not included in this box set because of the design and engineering implementations that were used to bring it out on time and on budget. If you're like me, you don't have a Lyo Kaiser, and you've also never seen Transformers Victory. I've watched Headmasters, but I haven't seen Victory yet. I've known of this toy for couple decades now. I never had the original one because when it comes to Japanese Transformers, sometimes you have to decide between food slash rent and getting a new action figure. I needed to eat, so I didn't get one. But now, with the coupon, $109.99. Not a bad deal. And you probably want the diorama too. If you've seen those, the ones that were on eBay from Comic-Con, they don't show up very much and they went for a fair chunk of change. So go ahead and get one. They're neat. I recommend this set highly. I am biased as all heck because I work at Entertainment Earth. That's why you're listening to the podcast. But I've been buying all the American Combiner Wars toys. I bought all the sets. I bought all the single guys. I got them all. They're great. This is one of my favorites just because it's something I don't have and never had access to before. And it looks great. The deco is fantastic. The fake sticker printing is just gorgeous. The colors are so bright. Guyhawk in particular, just this wonderful bright pink. And the gold on Killbison, Iron Bison, but it used to be Killbison. Fantastic. I recommend this set to anyone who's been buying Transformers, needs a little surprise, because you could use a diorama. Trust me, you could use a diorama. And you could probably stand something to fidget with on the couch while you're watching TV these days. So go ahead and get one. It's in stock while supplies last. Offer code SINGLES. Get yours while supplies last. Offer expires while you wait, as Rekgar might say. See you next time, everybody.